Classic Hits, good morning. This is Trina Mara and we have Fionnuala Burke on the line. Good morning, Fionnuala. How are you?
Good morning. Not too bad. I'm okay.
You're a little bit inundated. Tell us, first of all, what is it that you normally do before you got into this mask making business?
Okay, so I'm based in Selbridge here in Kildare and I do, I suppose, dance costumes is kind of an easy way to describe it, but I work a lot with different pole dancers all over the world, as well as female wrestlers in the WWE.
No. I was expecting you to say Irish dancing costumes or something. That's amazing.
I know people, my landlord is quite elderly and he thinks I make Irish dancing costumes, so I just leave him to believe that.
Oh, gosh. And then this whole COVID-19 thing happened. And then what happened?
Yeah, so this would have been maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago now. My aunt is recovering from cancer at the moment and she asked me to make her a mask. But, you know, she's kind of still in recovery, so she didn't really want to be around people too much, but kind of wanted something for going out for a walk. And then my dad, his background is in fire science and risk management. So he said to me, if you're going to make a mask, it has to be, you know, it has to be a kind of a good one. So between the two of us, we did a lot of research and kind of figured out different fabrics that you can use and the best shape to use. And yeah, it kind of just went from there.
I had no idea it mattered what fabric that you used. I thought so long as you just had something covering your mouth, your nose, because you see some people out and they're wearing just a scarf or whatever over their face. Yeah. And you were saying there's a lot of people going for the fashion side of things and they're putting on sequins and beading and all kinds of things on the mask. So they don't look as horrendous as they can look. But listen, who cares what they look like? And you were saying that completely defeats the purpose of wearing it.
Completely. If you're going to wear something that's embellished, I mean, if you think about, if you're walking around and you've got a plain cotton mask on, whether it's a different colour or whatever, but if it's cotton and something splashes on you, I mean, you can just go home and throw that in the wash. It's, you know, it's not a big deal. Mm. But if you're going around with like a sequined mask on your face, you know, for a few hours at a time, everything's getting caught in between us. All that, like, if you even think about if you wear a sequin dress on a night out for Christmas, a lot of people wear them, you know, sequin party dresses, you know, around Christmas time and that kind of thing. If you think about it, at the end of the night, everything you've brushed up against all night long is caught in the dress. Other people's hair, other people's, you know, fluff off jumpers, all that kind of stuff. So if you're going to wear that on your face, you're literally carrying a breeding ground for germs on your face. So it completely defeats the purpose.
And when you think of it, I do have some of those sequency dresses. They don't get a lot of washes because it's such a nightmare to even wash them,
exactly,
even if you were going
to. Yeah. They either need to be hand washed or washed separately, like in a delicate bag and that kind of stuff. You certainly wouldn't get very many washes out of one.
So you've been designing these masks yourself and you've just been absolutely inundated with orders. I've been watching your Instagram and on your Facebook and everything. And every couple of days, it's like, okay, guys, hang on, I'm only one person here and I'm trying to get all these made. It's been incredible the amount of people who are now wanting to wear masks, because a while ago they were saying, oh, we don't need that here. That's a little bit going over the top.
Yeah, I suppose I'm quite lucky that I have the knowledge of my dad behind me. I'm very lucky as well. I haven't really been getting any negativity online or anything like that kind of thing, because I think about 2 months ago, people were of the opinion, no, don't wear masks. Sure, they're pointless. But now I think people are starting to understand, like even from talking, you don't realise the kind of the spit or the saliva that might be kind of, even your breath coming in and out of your mouth holds particles that you don't even realise.
So if
you have some kind of a shield or a barrier to stop that, then you're protecting other people as well as protecting yourself.
Well, this is it. Even in the radio station, you know, a long time ago, we were all given our own pop shields for our microphones, just in case.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like we're on top of, there's a breeding ground for germs for sure. So
yes, 100%.
These masks that you're making them primarily for frontline staff, really, and people who are vulnerable, but other people are ordering as well. These masks now, can I just ask you, Fionnuala, how often can they be washed or should you wash them?
Well, you should wash them generally, literally after if you've just popped the shop and you're just going into your grocery shopping, like you should really just wash them anywhere you've been. You don't know what contaminants you've come in contact with, so it should go in the wash as soon as you've worn it. I heard somebody on the radio saying, I carry one around in my pocket with me, but I haven't worn it yet. I said, but if it's been in your pocket, then it should be in the wash, because you're actually probably contaminating it in your pocket.
Yeah.
Carrying it around with you all the
time.
And
keys and mobile phones and everything going in and out
of
that pocket. Oh, yeah. Great. And they say actually mobile phones are the worst because they've more germs than a toilet seat.
Exactly. Yeah, and you should be wiping your phone constantly throughout the day as well.
Mm-mm. Can you breathe? I haven't gotten a mask yet. Can you breathe in them easily enough?
Well, generally, I have a few members of staff that work with me on a regular basis. One of my members of staff, she works from home because she has asthma, but she comes in once a day to kind of give us a hand, and then she brings work home with her to work from home. And while she works with us for the day, she wears a mask just to kind of protect herself because of her asthma. She wears it for a few hours at a time, and then she'll take it off. She feels very comfortable to wear, That's why they should be made out of cotton, because cotton is so breathable and it's kind of, you know, light. If you think about your t-shirts and stuff, like even 100% cotton t-shirts are quite light, you know, and airy during the summer. So no, they are quite breathable, and you can talk quite well through them as well.
And you put them into a cotton wash then in the washing machine?
Yeah, they can be washed on a hot wash, like, you know, they can be washed up to 60 degrees and they shouldn't really even change shape, or like as per the government guidelines at the moment, they shouldn't change shape after they've been washed, which basically is their way of saying like it shouldn't shrink, or there shouldn't be much shrinkage to them, like, you know.
Yeah. Now, I know you're inundated with orders. Do you want to plug it so you get more orders in, or what do you want to do, Fionnuala? Yeah. I'll leave it in your hands completely.
Yeah, no, like, well, so basically we're donating to frontline staff, to nursing homes and to vulnerable people all over the country. And to be able to keep doing that well into June, we need financial contributions into our GoFundMe account. You can go onto my Instagram. I'm at Bjork Design. That's Bjorke. And you can pop some money to GoFundMe. Is in the link in my Instagram bio, and you can pop some money into our GoFundMe. Like, that's not your way of ordering.
Yeah.
That's just little contribution,
helping you out,
€2 here and there to help us keep going.
Okay, brilliant. And if anybody wants to order one, can they do that, or are you just out the door?
This week I have extra helpers on board. The community spirit here in Selbridge is just fantastic. I have volunteers now coming out of the woodwork, so we're kind of staggering people coming in and out, like in kind of 4-hour shifts, people coming in and out to help so that we can get them made and sent out faster, and that we're hoping that by the end of the week we'll be able to reopen the website, that people will be able to come on and buy some more for themselves.
So what's the website? We'll keep looking at it. What is the website?
Yeah. So it's a Shopify shop. So I kept it. It's like there's a few dashes in the website name, and I did it on purpose like that so that people can't access it. We have to kind of drip feed it to people.
I know, yeah.
Because on Friday it was just overwhelming, the amount of orders that we were getting.
So all the details are on your Instagram, though, are they?
Yes, all the details are on my Instagram. Yeah, 100%. Fi Burke Design. Bjork.
Fi Burke Design.
Yeah,
great.
Burke, yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, you're so good to be doing that for all the frontline workers. And it's great to know that it's actually a mask that will work. And for anyone who is looking at getting a mask elsewhere, don't be getting the ones with the sequins and the beading. You're wasting your time, aren't you, Fionnuala?
You totally are. I mean, at least you're just dirt catchers. You're just gonna, you know what I mean? And it's not, you may as well not be wearing anything at all, to be honest.
Gross. We'll have to get you on again to talk about these pole dancing outfits. I'm intrigued.
Yes, I'd love to. Yeah. I'd love to.
Brilliant. Thanks, Fionnuala. This is something for the weekend.
Thanks,
it's Classic Hits.